Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I'm playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everybody. This is Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Woohoo! Today is a live show. This part you're listening to right now is pre-recorded, but earlier today I did a live show, and I'm going to be dropping that into the show any second here now, if that makes any sense. And I actually announced today's live show on Twitter and Facebook, so if you missed today's live show, it's nobody's fault but your own this time. Usually I don't announce them. I just go on the air and whoever's listening is listening. But today I put a little bit of effort into it. I tweeted, I Facebooked, and you missed it, so it's your fault. Today's show is sponsored by Acres. Thank you, Acres, for sponsoring the show, for being a Patreon person and all that. I don't really have any updates today related to the phone losers, but there is an update with Rappy McRapperson, aka Ghost Rappy. He finally released his album. He was a month late, but that's only because he wanted to make it perfect. But his album was released today. I just saw a post on Facebook by Matt Hillock linking to the full album on YouTube, where you can listen to the full album for free on YouTube, or you can go to Bandcamp and you can buy the album. Hopefully he sent the album to the people who contributed on his Indiegogo campaign. So I will put links in the show notes to Rappy's new album. And midway through the show, there's a break. I'm going to insert one of his songs into the middle of the show. Also of great importance to the phone losers of America and Prank Call Nation and a lot of you listeners, Grand Theft Auto 5 has been released for the PC, and it's amazing and fun, so much better than the console version, because every time I get on, there's tons of phone loser people playing. And I get to talk to people and kill people that I sort of know, but I've never really talked to before. A few times now, I've been driving around with Heisenberg and just other random people, and it's been kind of cool. Matt Hillock's even on. If you want to hang out with Matt Hillock, I found him just kind of wandering around in a desert part of the map by himself, driving a truck around and climbing up phone poles and stuff, you know, like cell phone towers. He doesn't like to play with other people. He just likes to wander around alone and look at the ocean and stuff. But it's a lot of fun. Make sure your computer can handle it. Neither one of my computers can handle it. I bought a cheap video card to help my desktop computer play the game. And it plays it, but it doesn't play it very well. So I've ordered a better video card from Amazon. I'm waiting for it to arrive. But essentially, my life is completely over now. I'm just going to be sitting here in my room all day. In the mornings, I will be recording shows for you. And in the evenings, I'll be playing Grand Theft Auto and never, ever going outside again. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to join us, please buy Grand Theft Auto for your PC. It's only $60. That's a real bargain. Just make sure your computer can handle the graphics, because this is the first game I've had for PC that cannot handle my onboard graphics. I guess we should get started with the show, though. So I'm going to go ahead and start playing that. These are phone numbers to people who brought their computer in to be repaired at a certain large chain computer repair place. So far, I like Heisenberg's idea, and I'm going to do that one first. So I announced the show today on Twitter and on the Facebooks, so there's extra people listening today. Extra people, if you like to chat in the chat room, you should. It's prankcallnation.com/chat. Hopefully the site's working. It was broken yesterday. A bunch of people emailed me about it and sent me screenshots to prove to me that it's broken. All right, first one is Patrice. Also, these people aren't going to be home. It's the middle of the day. They're all going to be working. And if these calls don't go through, I don't have any backup plan, so the show's just going to be over.
Hello.
Hello, Patrice?
Yes, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, then it'll work.
What?
Yes.
What?
Hello?
Oh, is it me this time you're talking to?
Yeah, who is this?
Oh, this is Dave from the computer place.
Oh, yes. Oh, what's going on?
Oh, well, you brought your computer in for the virus removal, and we got rid of the virus and everything, so that's good, right?
Okay, but what's wrong?
Well, you got, while we were getting rid of the...
Hey, Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm working on this expense review packet, and it's got this great...
Okay, well, I'll talk to you later then. Bye.
Whenever I try to print it, it has this great...
Are you talking to me?
What do I need to do?
What's going on? Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
I'm on your screen.
Do you have a phone next to each ear? Is that what's going on?
Yes, can you hold on just 1 second? I promise I'll...
Me or the other person?
No, it's part of the document.
It's part of the document, and I can't print it.
So about this virus thing, you know, we figured some shit out, lady. And I think I know what the problem is.
Captain Washington, explain it. Okay, sir.
What? Me? Me or them?
Okay. I'm here. I'm back. I'm sorry.
Oh,
two calls
okay.
Can't do it the same thing.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, so the virus is gone, so what's the problem?
Oh, well, there's a new virus now. You got infected with the crypto locker, and you have to pay $4,000 to get rid of this. It's a virus that puts on computers. It's really annoying.
It's so crazy.
What?
It's $4,000?
No, $400. Did I say $4,000?
I thought you did.
Oh, I may have. I'm pretty drunk, actually. Yeah, whenever we remove these viruses, the software we use, these machines we use, they have a virus in them themselves. It's the weirdest thing. We've had it for years, and it's called the Crypto Locker virus, and it costs $400 to remove.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but at least we got rid of the original virus, and that was the really bad one.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I guess, so you tell me the computer is junk.
What's that?
So the computer is junk.
Oh, yeah. No, we can still remove it.
I don't have no $400 to get a virus removed. Oh.
Well, how'd you get a virus in the first place? Are you just stupid?
I don't have a clue.
What?
I don't know.
Were you going to porn sites?
You know what, I let somebody use my computer.
What? Can you stop mumbling? It's really, it's hard to hear you.
I said I'll let someone use it.
Oh, someone else went to porn sites. That's totally believable. You're telling me you never look at porn?
Would you stop?
Come on, you know, what's your favorite porn site?
Okay, what's the damage to the computer?
For me, hands down, youporn.com. But pornhub.com is a close second.
I gotta get off the phone.
Yeah. Hey, listen, stay away from Motherless. Matt Hillock got me to go there once, and I felt dirty afterward. And she hung up. Now she's never going to return to pick up her computer. Well, she...
Hello?
Oh, hey, Patrice.
Yes?
Oh, I was just kidding about the $400 thing.
You're so crazy. You see, I hung up on you. I was like, is this a legitimate call? Is this somebody playing on my phone?
Oh, no. We're just, to be honest, I'm pretty hungover and drunk a little bit still and high, but... I'm pretty sure I did this virus removal, right? I think it's all ready to be picked up.
Oh, it is ready?
Yep. And since I did it so quick this time, are you going to tip me when you get here?
I will.
Really? Like, how are you going to tip me?
$10.
No, not money. I was thinking maybe, you know, we could go in the back room for a bit.
Is my computer ready to be picked up for real?
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is?
Yep.
Okay.
And when you come to the counter, make sure you ask for me. My name is Roy.
Okay,
And they'll be like, yeah, Roy's waiting in the back room for you for his tip.
Okay.
Wink, wink.
Okay.
And they'll send you to the back room, and we'll take care of things. And maybe there'll be a discount if you do a good job.
All right. Have a good day, Roy.
Are you coming? When are you going to be here? I want to make sure I'm not on my lunch break when you arrive.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Come on.
Yeah, it'll be tomorrow.
Come on, I'm horny now. All right. That's the end of Patrice. Yay, Mr. Smorgan. Are you really doing an after show, Mr. Smorgan? I'm not going to be on too long today, so you better prepare. So those ideas were a combination of Elky and... Oh shit, I didn't copy the name for the other one. Thanks, whoever told me to do the crypto locker virus thing.
Hello?
Hello, I was calling for Wayne. This is Doug from the computer repair.
Yes. Do you need to talk with him?
Well, I could talk to you if you'd prefer.
Well, it doesn't matter, except I don't know too much about electronics, but that's okay.
Oh, you don't have to know a whole lot. It's just, you know, is it your computer, too?
It's laptop, yeah.
Yeah, I took it home with me last night, and I was looking at websites and stuff while I was in bed. And, you know, like, I had to get up to go use the bathroom, and as I was walking down the stairs, I dropped your laptop down my stairs.
Are you kidding me?
No. So I wanted to apologize. It's fine. The laptop still works. There's just a kind of a little ding in the corner.
Oh. Okay, let me let you talk to Wayne. I don't have a clue what we're supposed to do. Okay,
here he is. Okay.
What? Well, go ahead. Tell me what.
Oh, I was just going to say, we'd give you like $5 off or something.
Well, we'll have to look at the damage there and see what's done. I'll tell him about it. He just got home. He might call you back.
Oh, let me just talk to him.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Wayne. The guy is down the stairs.
Hello?
Hello, Wayne?
Yes.
Hey, we got your computer all fixed, and it's all ready to go. We got it. It'll load the internet now just like it's supposed to.
Okay.
And everything...
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's just there was a small problem, because I took the computer home with me last night, and I was looking at websites while I was in bed. And I had to get up to go use the bathroom. And I was walking down the stairs, and I fell down the stairs, and I dropped the laptop.
Hmm.
And, you know, like, this little corner that's kind of got a crack in it, but it still works and everything. It didn't break anything.
Okay. We'll talk about it when I get over there then, okay?
Okay, but my doctor was saying, because I sprained my ankle when I fell down, and the doctor's saying it's your fault, because it's your computer. I tripped over your computer when I hit the bottom of the stairs, and that's what sprained my ankle.
Hmm. So it's my fault?
Just me falling down the stairs, that part's your fault.
It's not our fault. I don't think so.
Oh, no, definitely, because I talked to the doctor and the manager at the store. He says it's your responsibility, but they are going to give you like a 10% discount on the just on the computer repair.
Okay. Well, when I get over there, I'll talk to the manager myself, because you know, this is not my fault. And
well, are you a lawyer?
No, I'm not a lawyer, but okay. I can get one.
Well, yeah, but my manager, they know what they're talking about, and
well, I know what I'm talking about too.
Yeah, I don't have insurance, and I said maybe you should pay for it. What's she saying in the background?
What she's saying is you shouldn't have taken it home.
Oh, I wanted to make sure it worked, so I took it home.
Well, that's not it. You shouldn't have taken it home.
I know, but I don't.
If I get a lawyer, You'll find out that's not kosher.
Well, I wanted to make sure it worked.
Whatever we want to do, I'll be over there and we'll talk. And if you want me to get a lawyer, I will.
But I wanted to make sure it worked. That's why I took it home. And I don't have health insurance, so I'm going to need $700 for the sprained ankle.
But you're not going to get it from me.
Well, maybe your insurance.
I can guarantee you that.
Do you think your insurance would cover it?
I'm not even going to turn it into my insurance.
Well, you have to. How am I going to pay for this sprained ankle?
That's your problem.
That's not mine. They took x-rays and everything.
That's not my problem.
He hung right up. That was weird. He just hung up. Let's call him back.
Hello?
Yeah, also there's one other problem with your laptop. It works and everything, But the picture is upside down. So you're going to have to turn it upside down to look at it.
Oh, okay.
Or stand on your head, maybe.
Sounds good.
While you use the laptop.
Yep, okay.
Like set it on the couch and then do a handstand on the couch while you surf the internet.
Okay. You must be a jokester or something.
No, I'm not joking at all. It's the weirdest thing. I think it's because your computer's so old.
Well, okay. All right. Well, I'll be over and we'll see.
Oh. How's he hang up that quick? That's really weird. He disconnects immediately. I like the lady screaming in the background about it.
He shouldn't have taken it to his house!
All right, we're having pretty good luck with these answering so far. I didn't think we would. It's solar-powered now. Okay, Elky. I'll say that. Elky also wants me to say it's coal-powered. Next are people that brought their computers in on Wednesday, 2 days ago. So there's a chance that they've already picked up their computers by this point.
How may I help you?
Hi, is Shane available?
No, he's not.
Okay, well, I'm calling from the computer repair. He brought his computer in to have the, you know, data backup and virus removal.
Okay.
And I just needed to give him an update. He didn't pick that up yet, did he?
Did he pick it up yet?
Yep.
You keep cutting out.
Oh.
Did we pick it up yet, or did he pick it up yet?
Yeah, did he? I don't know. I just had to ask him some questions. Should I call back later?
Yes, please call back later.
What time?
After 5.
Do you have a phone number for him? I could just call him back right now.
No, you can call him on this number after 5.
Whatever.
Why are you heavy? Are you seriously heavy breathing me?
Yes. It's,
why
it's,
are you heavy breathing
it's
me?
It's bullshit. I'm just calling. I'm trying to finish up the service order.
It's bullshit.
What?
You really just said bullshit to me?
It is. It's bullshit. I'm just trying to finish the service order and just give you guys some information. You won't even take a message.
Okay,
you're so useless.
I would like to speak to your manager.
You're useless. No, I'm not even at work right now. I'm at home. I have your computer at home.
You have my computer at your home, and you're telling me I'm bullshit and useless.
Well, no, it's Shane's computer. It's not your computer.
I understand it's Shane's computer. I'm his wife. And why are you speaking to me like this?
Okay, well, I brought the computer home last night because I wanted to look at websites while I was in bed. And
sure you did. Yeah, dirty ones, I'm sure.
What? I mean, no, I did not look at...
Why are you acting like this?
I did not look at dirty websites. Why would you say that?
Because you were being a jerk. Excuse me for being a jerk back. What is your name again?
This is Roy.
Roy.
Okay. I was doing I was doing the virus removal while I was in bed, but I was also... She's gone. All right, next one is a password reset. I guess that means she forgot her Windows login password thing, so she's having it reset.
Hello?
Hello, Betty?
Yes?
Hey, it's Dave from the Computer Repair Center.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I just needed to ask you a question about your password that you wanted to reset.
Oh, God. I don't know. With John the other day, we redid passwords.
Oh, yeah.
Already.
Oh, well,
Can you get in touch with him? Or he probably wouldn't have it.
Oh, well, I just
I
wanted
it written down somewhere.
I wanted to find out if you wanted to just keep the password, because I figured out what your password is already.
Oh, okay. Is it the home call 6?
No. Well, wait. If you knew what the password was, why'd you bring it in?
Oh, I had it in because I didn't have there was a code that I didn't have.
Oh, like the Windows
because
code.
Because when Les installed it for me, he mentioned the code was going to be like 78 whatever.
Yeah.
But I wasn't in a position at that point to write it down, and I thought that I would get it. But I didn't have it. So then when I could open Word, but I couldn't type anything in it or get it to do anything, I took it back. And it was while it was, while I was at Best Buy with it, I guess it was, Wednesday?
Yeah.
It crashed. The hard drive crashed.
Oh, no.
And so So John, and it was John I was talking to then.
Yeah, I don't need your
life
story.
And John had, he had made some corrections and thought he had everything working, and we had, you know, had the new passwords and everything. but he got it to come back, but he was concerned that it had crashed in the first place.
Oh, okay.
And so that's why
the story gets more interesting.
He wanted that analysis done to see what the problem was with the hard drive, I guess. You know, well, something crashed, whatever crashes, crashed.
Yeah.
And I understood it to be a hard drive. So, Dave, as you can tell, I don't know really anything about a computer except that I need it to work.
It's the disk drive that crashes. It's the floppy disk drive.
What?
It's the floppy disk drive that crashes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Whatever crashed.
Make sure you remember
crashed.
That.
And then he was concerned about my hard drive. And
he
thought that there
is,
since I had that, I had just bought a couple of, well, when I bought the Microsoft Office Pro software, I bought the, you know, the Geek thing for a year.
Was your eldest Marissa concerned?
What?
Oh, well, I figured out what your password was. You had your password in here as Hitler had the right idea. That was your password?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, no, that's the password that was in here. I just recovered it.
Well, I have no idea how it got there. I would never have had that in there.
Oh, no, it's in there. It's
but,
like,
you know, also, there were all those infections when...
Oh, no, yeah, I was saying, well, your password, it was definitely Hitler had the right idea.
Well, he didn't,
That's what you had to type in every time.
And I wouldn't put that, you know, and just because of the Holocaust and all... Well, you know, I wouldn't put that in there no matter what.
Yeah, I was a little offended.
So maybe it was some of those, you know, people that were, or some of those weird things that were taken off.
Maybe.
Because, you know, I had called and talked to, to the people online first, you know, the Geek online deal. And, I was chatting with them online. And they found... Oh, you know, like, at least one said 493 different
years
threats
that I have
or
to
infections
listen to the story
in that computer, which they were, you know, and they had it, you know, they were getting things off of it for hours.
Oh, I bet they were getting off.
And well into the night. And still, the next morning, they were still working on it. So I have no idea what was on there.
I have your new password.
Hitler
you want to
the
write
right
it?
Idea was part of that. Was probably part of whatever had hacked into or gotten into my computer, which may be, which could have been responsible for a lot of things that had been happening.
You want your password?
Told me what it was?
Do you have a piece of paper? I can give you your new password.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay. Akers gave me the idea of what her new password should be.
Okay, what is it?
Oh, it's S-H-I T-H-E A-D.
And that's the password.
Wait,
well,
did
that
I?
Is... Who are you? Who are you?
Oh, this is Roy from the computer repair.
Well, I don't want that. I just, you know, that's as bad as...
The bad
well,
as...
I, you know.
Well, it's not as bad
it's
as...
It's a joke.
Hitler had the right idea? I mean, come on.
Well, no, I'm talking about the last one, which I'm not even going to pronounce.
Oh, what does it say?
The one you just gave me.
Oh, can you read it back to me so we make sure we have the right one?
The one you just gave me? Mm-hmm. S-H-I-T-H-E-A-D.
Yep, that's it. How do you, what's that spell?
What do you know? I'm not talking to you anymore. I don't know who you are, and forget about it.
Well, I'll change it to something else. Oh, she's gone. I got all giggly after she wrote down shithead. I couldn't stop. Let's call her back. Made me listen to her stories, and then just hangs up on me.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name.
Okay, I'll give up on her then. Move on to the next one. Next one is a virus removal, and antivirus install. I wonder what antivirus program they put on people's computers. McAfee. Norton. I made an old lady write shithead on paper today. Ah ha ha ha. My day is complete. I can go to sleep now.
Hello?
Hello, is this Gloria?
It is.
Oh, hey, this is Roy from the computer repair.
And okay.
And I'm just calling about your computer.
Yes.
And you didn't pay for that in advance or anything, did you?
I did pay for the download.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So I've converted your computer into gasoline power. So you're not going to have to plug it in anymore. You just have to.
What in the world are you talking about?
It's so the battery is going to last a really long time from now on.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the computer repair, and you wanted us to do the data backup and the virus removal, but just
yes.
I just thought, you know, just to be nice, like an extra little thing we did, we made it. It runs on gasoline now. It's a 5.0 liter turbo diesel HP machine.
So, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I know, it's computer mumbo jumbo. But the important thing is that you're not going to have to. It's going to last for, like, days at a time without plugging it in. The battery lasts a really long time. The only problem is that you're going to need to open windows because, you know, you don't want to get carbon monoxide poisoning.
I don't know who this is, but I'm not stupid. And
I didn't say you were.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the computer repair department. I wanted to let you know that there's no battery in your computer anymore. Now it's a gas tank.
I don't know why you're wasting my time.
Why do you
think
it's...
I don't know where you got my telephone number.
From the computer.
But I am...
It's on the invoice here. It's on the work order. The service order.
Okay. Tell me the other number that's on the work order.
What number?
There is another number. If you've got the work order there, tell me the other number that's on there.
Oh, I just wrote it down.
The other telephone number.
I took your computer home with me, and I'm not at the store right now. I just wrote down the...
You are so full of bullshit, it's not even funny, and you better not have taken my computer home with you.
Well, I just took it home so I could...
What is wrong with you?
I wanted to look
at... Surely you've got better... You have got something better to do.
I wanted to look at websites while I was in bed last night. She didn't like that. You mentioned bed, and they're just like, hang up on you. That was Nunu's idea, by the way. But even though he stole it from somebody else, I think. That said I should make their computers coal-powered. Okay, next. This is the last one from this store. Marva wanted to get an operating system restore and an antivirus install.
Hello?
Hello, Marva?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the computer repair.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. You brought your computer in for an operating system restore.
Yes.
And to get an antivirus. I just needed to let you know some things about the computer.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to pray the virus out,
and
that didn't work. You know, we just all the employees, we gathered around your computer, and we joined hands, and we said a prayer for the computer. But then the next day we checked it, and the virus was still there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we baptized your computer.
Oh, what do you mean, baptize it?
We took it down to the lake, and we did...
did a cleansing.
Yeah,
we
did
a
cleansing. Yeah, and I think it's okay. We just dipped it in real quick and then right back out because you know computers you shouldn't put those in water normally. But this was it was okay because that got rid of the virus. The virus is all gone.
Oh, so we don't have to order the recovery disk?
No, it's all gone. It's all fixed. We We baptized the virus out of it.
We hadn't called Dale about it, but it's all fixed.
Yeah, okay. It's fixed, ready to be picked up. You're going to need to pray for it daily, though.
Okay.
It's not a joke, man. It's not a joke.
Okay. I know. I'm serious. I will do that. You know, I sure do appreciate it, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's what we do here.
So it can be picked up.
Yep, it's all ready to go.
Good. Well, I'll have my son to come out there and pick it up.
Okay,
you know,
all right.
Today or something. I sure do appreciate it because, you know, I remember, we had to order that disc because something was damaging it, but I sure appreciate you all getting it fixed.
Oh, yeah, no problem at all. It's your computer's at the church right now still, but I'm going to drive over to the church and pick it up and bring it back to the computer repair counter right now.
Okay, well, I'll get him to pick it up later on this evening then.
Okay.
All right,
that
then.
That sounds great to
me.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Yes, you're right. Praise the Lord.
Praise Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. I didn't even want to make her mad. She was just so happy. Did she really believe all that? Wow. Okay. Thank you, Dust Bernadette, for telling me I should have that lady's computer baptized. That was a good one. I have two more stores, but they don't have as many numbers. This first one just has one number, because I called the... And I'm like, hey, this is the corporate person. Give me all your numbers. And he gave me one number. He's like, wait a minute. Should I be doing this? I'm not sure how I feel about this. And he asked for my employee number, asked where the corporate office was located, and I gave him all that. And he's like, oh, I just talked to my manager. He says I really shouldn't do this. But I got one. He may have warned her. No sloth. I didn't laugh at him and tell him I already did, because I didn't want him to warn this lady. This person. This guy, I mean. It's not a lady.
Hello?
Hello, Charmaine?
Who's calling?
This is Roy from the computer repair. You brought in your computer to be fixed.
Oh, hi. Well, I almost didn't answer your call.
Oh, okay. That was rude.
It says the 4425 area code.
It says a what area code?
425.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, 2437565.
Oh, that's not good at all.
Are you calling me from Brentwood?
Oh, no, I'm actually calling from home. I brought your computer with me. I brought your computer home with me last night. Because I wanted to look at websites and stuff while I was in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what happened. Anyway, yeah, there was a problem with your computer. I mean, we got it all upgraded and everything. So that's good, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But now we put solar panels on the outside of it.
What?
We glued solar panels all over the computer, and it's solar powered now. So your battery is going to last. Your battery is going to last a lot longer.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, it's solar power. You know, like if there's a lot of sunlight.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with you calling me?
Oh, I'm just letting you know we upgraded your computer to solar power.
Hmm.
I thought you'd be happy about that, but it sounds like she hung up on me. Okay, something's wrong with my asterisks. I think I need to reboot my asterisks, because, 425, hold on, let me look at things here. My caller ID has not been changing. What is that number? Oh, that's the sorry I dinged your car number. That's the number I'm calling from, is sorry I dinged your car. I have my Google Voice number hooked up into my asterisk machine, and whenever my SIP phone service thing doesn't work for some reason, that means it starts using my Google Voice number instead. At least it wasn't using my Google Voice home number, because that would have really kind of sucked. That's happened to me before. Anyway, okay, let's see. Yeah, I'm going to play a song or two while I reboot my asterisk machine and run some tests, and I'll be right back.
I am busy fucking sheep. Leave a message at the beep. Thank you. Have a nice day. Rim a butthole full of AIDS. It's not gay if you get paid. Sapphires in the spice spray. At the airport while I wait. Scream out bomb and masturbate. and do a bunch of ninja kicks. Beat a puppy with a bat, fry it up and have a snack. Yeah, I got a real big dick. La 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 la.
The first angel sound.
Be a gunshot in the night in this pretty paradise, and we supply the liquor.
And the second angel sound.
I don't got much left to lose, but I'll lose the rest for you. When your light starts to flicker.
And the third angel sounded.
It's my cult. I pour the punch and start a new one in a month. Fire them up on holy writ.
The trumpet of the three angels.
Chug a pint of Listerine. Hear my congregation scream. That guy's got a real big dick. La 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 la.
And his feet
la,
were as the feet of a bear.
La,
and his
la,
mouth
la,
is the mouth of a la, lion.
La,
and
la,
the dragon
la,
gave
la,
him
la,
his
la.
Power.
Leave a message at the tone. Cause I'm burning hooker bones in a rusty oil drum. Shake a hobo upside down. Rain those quarters on the ground. Yeah, sweep them up for dim sum. Chinese takeout, that's a treat. Write racist shit on the receipt and give a 25-cent tip. Flick the cashier off and laugh. Throw the cookie in the trash. Yeah, I got a real big dick. La 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 la.
And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle.
With a panda having sex, I look down and get a text. Well, looks like I'm disgusting. So to hell you judge my song, and you yell and carry on. Well, I'll sing you something. When the rain hits your parade, down the drain with your charade. Wash away the smell of shit. Fucking prod me in a cramp. I'm a genie in a lamp. And I got a real big dick. La 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 la. Ow!
And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying,
when the rain hits your parade, down the drain with your charade, wash away the smell of shit, poke and prod me in a cramp, I'm a genie in a lamp, and I got a real big dick, la la la.
And the great dragon was cast out, and all the serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world.
Hey, Brad, it's Baloney Maloney again. Just checking in.
Okay.
While we're on the topic of voicemail messages, I can't seem to leave a proper one. It would probably help if I wasn't driving. You know what? I'm going to call back when I'm not driving.
That's a good idea.
I love you, Brad.
Thanks for the voicemail. That was great.
Hey, Brad. This is Ben from Idaho.
Hey, Ben.
Thanks for introducing me to the Distorted View show. I just listened to the... today is April 3rd, and I just listened to his show and your voicemail you left for him. So, pretty cool. Anyway, thanks for keeping up a good schedule with the Snowplow show recently. They've been very good, so... keep it up, and I'm going to be...
This is the first show I've done in 4 days, by the way. But this is an old voicemail. I was doing really good a couple weeks ago.
I'm a Patreon subscriber here in this month, so thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, make sure you give money to me, not to Tim at Distorted View, but to me. I am more important than Tim at distortedview.com. You don't want to be giving him money when you can give me money.
Hey, Arby, it's your favorite boy from 609.
I have a joke for you. Why does it take a girl so long to pee in the morning?
I don't know. Why does it take a girl so long to pee in the morning? Oh, crap, let me load up my soundboard here.
Did you ever pull apart a grilled cheese?
Oh, God, it's stop PLA. Yeah, stop PLA.
Yeah, stop PLA, and I'm going to pretend I understood your joke.
Hey, Brad, whatever happened to fucking Skunkworks? I never thought I'd say this, but I miss him.
I don't.
Can you just, like, bring him back just so you can, like, yell at him and tell him to shut up? I love you. Bye.
Yeah, I did enjoy yelling at him and telling him to shut up, but I would have enjoyed it more if he just didn't call in at all. Someone posted a link to me recently to Skunkworks, and I guess he got into some legal trouble at his university or something. I forget what he was doing. He was hacking or... I don't know. I can't remember the link or anything. Maybe another listener will post it. I think he's in prison forever, though. Let's hope. Everybody pray, please.
Hello, this message is for Roy the Retarded Boy.
This is Frank calling from Planet Fitness Member Services.
Oh, no.
We've detected a lunk alarm coming from your location.
Not again.
To reset your alarm, please visit Amazon.com and purchase my book, How to Lose Weight the Patterson Way. We're delivering the key to fitness in a box directly to your door.
You know, the lunk alarm pranks, they are still happening on PCN, mostly from Dwight and his various shows. And the employees, they're getting smart. I mean, they're getting educated about the whole lunk alarm prank thing. It's really hard to find anyone to pull the alarm anymore, but they'll still put customers on to do surveys with. So that's fun, at least. Speaking of prank call nation,
the largest prank call station in the nation. You're listening to Prank Call Nation.
If you like this prank show, and you like prank calls in general, then you'll probably enjoy just listening to Prank Call Nation at all times of the day and night. You can listen at prankcallnation.com, and there is a live show almost every single night, usually every single night, usually several every night and throughout the day. Last night was Science with Sloth, and I was on for, I think, at least half of the show with him. And we made some calls to pizza customers and a bunch of other things. I don't remember what all we did. I'll put a link to that show in the show notes if you want to hear that, though. There's also a pre-show by JAG TV. I'll put that in the show notes, too. Or if they disappear from the show reel, that's what I was going to link to. It looks like all the shows are disappearing from the show reel. So if the link is dead by the time you hear this, then you'll just need to go to the podcast feed on prankcallnation.com and look at the April 16th, 2015 shows. And of course, tonight is Friday, so that means it's the Art of Phone Larking show with G-Ad. And I haven't talked to him yet. I assume he's doing a show. He probably is, and he's probably got something weird and crazy planned. So be listening tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Every Friday night on prankcallnation.com. Let's get back to the rest of the live show. There's not a whole lot of it left, but here is the rest of what happened earlier today. Okay, I guess I'm back. I give up on this whole thing. My SIP provider for Asterix is not working. But luckily, as a backup, I have Google Voice hooked up to my Asterix machine, so it's just giving everyone the sorry I dinged your car phone number instead of the caller ID that I'm selecting. So that might be the reason why some of these haven't answered, because they're getting phone calls from across the country. Damn it. Luckily, it's not giving out my home phone, which is also connected to my Asterix machine. And that's happened before. Actually, one day I was trying to I was getting numbers for a Kimlon company, and I got all these numbers. I got this giant list of numbers. I was going to do a show. It was Kimlon or True Green or one of those, you know. I got this big list of numbers from a call center, from a toll-free call center. And before I started my show later that day, I got a call from a private investigator. And I knew it was something related to that because it was calling from the same area that the call center was located in. So I'm just like, hello? What? I don't know. I'm an old man. I don't understand. So I deleted the list. Never got to call them because they had my home phone number and I was paranoid. Anyway, yeah, we're happy that's not happening. My home phone is not ringing with angry computer repair customers. I have six more numbers left. They're all going to get calls from across the country, and hopefully they'll pick up, and then we'll be finished with the show, and hopefully Mistress Morgan will be doing a show right after me. So after I quit, don't stop listening. Mistress Morgan's pretty funny with the prankings.
You've reached 917.
Oh, and that's also why the phone calls have been hanging up so quickly. Usually with my SIP provider, it takes a few minutes. You know, it takes not a few minutes, a few seconds. It takes like 5 seconds for the call to clear. But apparently it's much faster with Google Voice. I thought that was weird that everyone was hanging up so quick.
Hello?
Hello, David?
Yes, this is David.
Hey, it's Roy from the computer repair. You brought in your computer?
Yes.
And I just needed a...
Yeah,
we got it all fixed and upgraded. It's ready to be picked up and everything.
Oh, okay.
And I needed to let you know that... I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, we didn't have your password to get in the computer, so I just had to reset your password. So I need to tell...
That's no problem.
Okay, I need to tell you what the password is.
Oh.
It's easy to remember. You don't even have to write it down.
Well, I'm going to write it down.
Okay.
It may be easy to remember, but that doesn't mean anything for me.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where am I going to write it?
Write it on your hand.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. The new password is I love boobs. But I spell love like L-U-V.
All caps?
No. It's a capital I and then space L-U-V. Uh-huh. You know, capital L and then U-V. Space. Boobs. Uh-huh. Capital B and then lowercase O-O-B-S.
Okay.
I love boobs. Can you read it back?
Very good.
Read it back and make sure you got it right.
I think I got it.
What's it say? What'd you write?
I got it written right here.
What's it say?
Who is this?
What'd you write?
You work for...
Yes.
That's a really ridiculous password.
What's ridiculous about it?
I got it. When can I pick up the computer?
Oh, it's ready right now. I've got it at my home right now because I brought your computer home with me last night. I was just, just making sure it works and looking at websites while I was in bed last night. So I just got to drive it back to the store before they notice that it's missing. But it should be ready within 30 minutes. It just takes me 30 minutes to get to the store.
And I can pick this up where?
At the store.
Where? What location?
You don't remember where you brought your computer? What the hell?
I need you to tell me.
Okay.
All right, good. I'll come pick it
when,
up.
When you go into the store, make a turn to the right. Go through the little the ropes, you know, the little maze of ropes. Yep. Stand in line and wait till they say, "Can I help you, sir?"
All right, thank you very much.
So, what password did you have?
I'm not going to say that.
Why can't you? Are you gay? Don't you like boobs? That was a yes. I just uncovered his gayness.
I'm not available at this time.
He's officially out of the closet now. Thanks, Elky, for the password idea. You'd think he'd get more upset about that. What kind of grown man is afraid to say I love boobs? What's wrong with these people?
Hello?
Hello, Douglas?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the computer repair counter.
Yes.
And I'm just calling about your computer. I just needed to let you know that I think we got it all fixed.
Okay.
But we noticed I was searching the hard drive, and I was just wondering, why is there so much erotic gay Superman fan fiction on your computer?
So much what?
Erotic gay Superman fan fiction? Like,
shouldn't be. That's a brand new computer.
Yeah, well, do you write the stories? Do you write this gay erotic Superman fanfic?
No, sir, not at all.
Oh, well,
I don't understand how it got on there because all we did is take it out of the box and look at it. We charged it, but that was it.
Well, you don't have to be ashamed. I read all of the erotic fanfics last night in bed. I took your computer home with me and was just going through it and looking at websites while I was in bed and. I like the stories. I thought they were really good, so you shouldn't be ashamed.
And what's your name?
My name is Roy.
Where are you at, Roy?
I'm at my house right now, but I'm getting ready to drive back.
Where is that at, Roy?
Well, I'm not telling you where I live. That'd be weird. But
what store did we drop this computer off, Roy?
You forgot where you dropped it off?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Okay, you dropped it off at...
And you're Roy, and where do you work in that store, Roy?
I work at the... counter, like I said when I first called. Also, I
don't know how that stuff got on there, Roy. I really don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I based on that erotic fanfic that you wrote about Superman, kind of made a guess on what kind of porn you would like, and I filled your computer with porn and other erotic.
No, we don't want that, Roy.
Well, I mean, since you had the gay erotic Superman fanfic, I thought you would like this other stuff too. It's all
no, thank you, Roy. It's, wipe that off, please.
It's all superhero based fanfic.
No, we don't look at any superhero stuff, Roy. Please erase that.
And porn. I wanted to share my porn with you. I have a huge porn collection.
Thank you.
But I don't want to take it off. I I spent a lot of time, and he's gone. Oh, yeah, Gloria, the Chinese government. I'm not going to say child porn, though.
Hello?
Also, Douglas, I needed to let you know, we're just required by law to let you know that we sold your name and phone number and address to the Chinese government.
Great.
It's something we...
Why did you do that?
I'm sorry, what?
Why did you do that?
Oh, we do that to save money, so we can offer lower prices when we fix your computer.
So you put my name and address out there.
Yeah, well, we sold it directly to the Chinese government.
Sold it to the Chinese government, great.
Yeah, it's so we keep... He did not like that. What? He just hung up on me. That was rude.
Oh.
It's really rude that you don't say goodbye when you hang up.
Goodbye, Roy. I'm turning your number into the local police department.
For what? What did I do wrong?
For harassment and sexual innuendos.
It's not... They weren't innuendos at all. It was just direct sexual things I was saying.
Tell me about you laying in bed looking at him, Roy. It is. Sorry.
That wasn't it.
Goodbye, Roy.
What does laying in bed have to do with sex? What the hell? I look at my laptop every night. It has nothing to do with sex. I just like catching up on Imgur and Instagram and shit. How the hell is that an innuendo? These people. At least he said goodbye that time. Sort of. I mean, he said it at the beginning. He doesn't know how to use a phone. Damn these people. Okay, that may have been the last call. I have one last number to call. These people do not like it when you tell them you brought their computer home and used it in your bed. Because anything mentioning a bed is sexual. Everyone knows that. Beds are only used for sex. Nothing else. Gloria says I need to do the Chinese government thing again. She's probably not going to answer anyway, so... Since I'm calling from Washington...
Hello?
Hi, Susan?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the computer repair desk.
Hi, Roy.
Hi. I just needed to let you know that we're just required to tell you that we sold your name and address and phone number and other information to the Chinese government.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I just told you that. I'm calling from the computer repair.
Okay.
I'm calling from home.
So why would...
I'm calling from home. That's why I have a different number. I took your computer home with me last night.
Okay. And why would you do that? And why would you call me and tell me that?
I took it home to finish repairing it because it was still running the upgrade stuff. And then I just... Uh-huh. I took it... You know, I wanted to look at websites and stuff while I was in bed last night. So I did that while it was finishing upgrading.
Okay, who is this?
Again? I mean, I've already told you twice.
Yeah, don't call me back.
What? Why not? Did she say call me back? I think she said call me back.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Okay, so I have this list of numbers left still, and once I get my asterisks fixed... I will, I'll call them again when I have the correct caller ID so they'll actually pick up. So that'll be nice. I still have like 10 numbers left. But, that's a good idea, Mason Jar. Mason Jar wants me to call someone as the Chinese government and verify the information I purchased. I will do that someday, not today. I do want to do one last thing before I leave. Let me look up a quick number here. So, for the last... 3 weeks now, or two times, the last 2 weeks, this will be the third week, I've been calling this Radio Shack in Idaho and trying to say prayers with Alexa, or Alexis, I think, I don't know. And she gets very upset about this and does not want to do prayers with me. I still have my prayers written down, because, I can't memorize prayers, I just have to write them down. Terrible at praying, but I want to just... I'm just going to go straight into the prayer with her and see... Oh, shit. Yeah, I want to see what she'll do. She's just going to hang up, of course.
Thank you for calling Radio Shack Coeur d'Alene. This is Alexis. How may I help you?
Heavenly Father, please bless Alexis and her store in Coeur d'Alene. Thank you for a very good week of sales. You know, she's just fuming now. Like, that fucking prayer guy again. That's so great that she answered. Okay. Feels good to pray for people. Everyone should pray for each other. Pray for your computers. Pray for your viruses to go away.
Hello.
Hi, Mistress Morgan. What you doing?
Hello. What am I doing? I'm just making sure everything's going to work for my little show, so it's not going to be a complete failure like it was the other night.
Yay. I didn't even listen to your show the other night. I didn't know you were doing one.
I'm quite glad you didn't, actually. I was quite embarrassed.
Oh. Okay. I won't go back and listen to the archive then.
It's actually, somehow it didn't even save as well. It's as if the universe knew.
Ah, okay. Well, that's good.
Okay.
Everything worked out.
Yeah, I made the best of it, and now I think it shall work, so.
Hey, did you know Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season, and the sale ends on Sunday?
On what in particular?
Bath towels, the big one, bath towels, or standard queen bed pillow.
Do they have bath salts?
It doesn't say. I'm just reading the gigantic advertisements that Skype is now putting on our phone calls.
Oh, really? You have advertisements on
Yeah,
Skype?
They just upgraded the other day.
Oh, shit. I have none.
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible.
They've always had small advertisements. Usually they're related to Microsoft and stuff, but now...
It must be a PC thing, because I don't recall ever seeing ads on Skype on a Mac. I could be wrong,
you and
but...
your fancy computer stuff.
No.
Okay.
What's shaking?
Oh, nothing. I'm getting ready to quit my show.
All right.
I guess
I don't want you to quit. You shouldn't quit. I think you should keep going.
Yeah, I want to quit. Fuck this shit. I'm ready to quit.
Jeez, don't be a quitter. Quitters never win, Arby.
I just want to sit back and listen. I'm going to listen to your show while I play GTA. God.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Are you starting right away?
You play your do what you do. Don't let me change anything you were normally going to do. Act as if I'm not doing a show.
I'm done. I'm finished. Okay. I'm going to play a song for everyone.
Play some ICP and stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. There's going to be an ICP song, everyone, and then Mr. Smorgan is going to be on the air.
Yay.
Woohoo.
Bye, Arby.
Bye. That is the end of the show, everyone. Thanks for listening. Mistress Morgan did do an after show. It lasted about an hour, and it was pretty funny. She got a customer of a 7-Eleven or some other convenience store to put a candy bar in a microwave and explode it. What's funnier than that, right? She also did some landlord calls. So it's definitely worth listening to, and I'm putting a link in the show notes to her show. So please go and listen to that right now. If you've made it this far into the show, then you are required to support the PLA by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus and pledge as little as you possibly can, such as 50 cents a month or 3 cents a month. Or whatever you want to do. That would be great. Every little bit helps. That will make more shows continue to happen, and songs, and maybe someday an episode of Telephone Falls. By the way, I worked on the script to the new Telephone Falls last week, and it's coming along nicely. I swear to God I'm making progress. I've been really lazy about it this past year. I know that. I suck, but it's gonna happen. I promise it will happen. Even if the whole Patreon thing falls apart at this point, I still owe you guys another episode of Telephone Falls. So that will happen, I promise. I'm also working on another episode of the Telephone Falls radio thing, the Donald Sykes Show. Who knows when that'll happen, but it will happen someday soon. I really enjoyed doing that fake radio program thing. I'm also working on another song, which may or may not be funny, who knows. I did one for Radio Shack, by the way. I don't think I mentioned this on a show, but I posted this on the Patreon page, probably just for Patreon people to see, so the general public didn't get to see this. But I wrote a Radio Shack song. It's kind of like a goodbye song, a love song to Radio Shack. It was called Internet Killed the Radio Shack. I bet you can't guess what that's a parody of. And I was going to get some people on Fiverr to perform it for me and just use the karaoke track. But I don't know, the Fiverr stuff didn't work out, so I just kind of gave up. And I posted the lyrics of it on Patreon along with the karaoke track, so you could at least sing along with it in your head. And I invited people, you know, just create your own version of it and I'll play it on the show. So if anyone wants to do that, maybe I'll go make it unprivate on Patreon and someone can make their own horrible rendition of it and submit it to the show and I'll play it on the show. It's not really a funny song though, so it's kind of pointless. And I think that's why I didn't put any effort into making it happen. Why am I even talking about it? Oh, one last thing before we end all of this. County Kid, is that what I still call you? County Kid? I don't know. He filmed a video of Murdoch listening to the private show where I talked, where I told a story about me and Murdoch and how I nearly got him arrested once. And that was on a private show, so if you're not a supporter of the show, you may not have heard that story. But if you have, and if you like Murdoch and if you want to watch Murdoch react to my story and then tell a couple stories of his own, there's a link to County Kid's video in the show notes. And it was pretty amusing, to me at least, probably because I was involved in the story, probably not to anyone else. But if you'd like to go and watch that video, the link is in the show notes. That is the end of the show, though. I'm going to play a song by Rappy McRapperson. I'm going to play the Glory Hole song, because for some reason, people always associate Glory Holes with my show for some reason. I don't know why. Here is the Glory Holes song, and as soon as this is over, you need to go listen to Mistress Morgan's show. And as soon as you listen to Mistress Morgan's show, you need to wait around for the rest of the night for G-Ad's Art of Phone Larking to start tonight.
Feel that glory in your soul. At the glory hole, boss. Here's a tutorial. One. First you cut a 6-inch hole from a public restroom stall.
Two.
Then you go on Craigslist and share the good news with all.
Three.
Give this glorious event a proper date and time.
Four.
Then you sit on the toilet and masturbate and wait till 9. Angels sing from mountaintops at the glory hole.
Boss.
At the glory hole.
Boss.
At the glory hole.
Boss.
Now ask, at the glory hole, back to the tutorial.
Come quickly.
Put your hot mouth on the hole and say ho, ho.
Bus.
Let these faggot perverts know you really need to blow.
And I'll suck your
pour ass. Some extra comfort duct tape pillows to your knees. Through the hole, sing out the phrase, I need to suck dick, please. Angels sing from mountaintops at the glory hole.
Come.
At the glory hole.
Come.
At the glory hole.
Come.
Now ask, what would Jesus do at the glory hole?
Come on, Jesus.
At the glory hole, back to the tutorial.
Come.
Start to suck those boners through the hole. This is so fun, yay! Tickle poor dicks, big red sore dicks, dicks of homeless bums. Jerk off little Chinese butthole dicks about to come.
Take the water of life.
Put the dick down, turn around, and just wiggle your bum. At the glory hole, at the glory hole. It doesn't count as incest if it's through a glory hole. Through the glory hole, that was the tutorial.
You are so full of bullshit, it's not even funny.